in New York at the GLAAD Media Awards. So, what is your personal commitment to LGBT equality?
You know, for me, personally, I have 0% tolerance for any kind of discrimination, whether it's racial, religious, sexual preferences. We all deserve our civil rights. And now as a mother, it's even more important to me, because if my daughter in 10, 15 years says, "Mom, I'm gay," I want to know that she's growing up in a world that's going to support her, that's not going to make her feel like less of a human being, that's not going to discriminate against her, that my daughter is going to be able to be proud and hold her head high with her partner and feel like a normal person in this world that's respected.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
How's motherhood?
Awesome.
Great. What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
We're just big fans and we like to support the community, so we're very honored to be here tonight.
What do you think about, you know, being a mother now? I mean, what advice would you have for LGBTQ teens and teens in general who are dealing with bullying issues?
Well, I'm totally against bullying. I hate it. And, you know, just know that you're a great person, and whatever anybody says about you, it doesn't matter. You live for yourself, and that's it.
Well, have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much. Did you think the show was going to take off the way that it did?
I mean, no, I didn't, but I knew a lot of people loved Alana, but we are very thankful for our fans and what they do, because without our fans, it wouldn't be possible. We have so much support. We run our own fan page, and we have tons of supporters on our fan page, and we appreciate everyone who watches our show every week.
So, what is your personal commitment to LGBT equality?
You know, just to know that, you know, everybody needs to have equal rights, just like, you know, gays or straights or whatever. Everybody needs to have, you know, equal rights. It shouldn't be any different for someone who's gay and someone who's straight. I think that's just crazy. It's 2013, and it's time to get with the times.
How would you react if your daughter came to you and said that she was gay?
I would still love her unconditionally. That's my child, and I would love her regardless.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
So what is your personal commitment to LGBT equality?
Well, you know, on the show even, we've been marching for gay marriage over the Brooklyn Bridge. I don't know if you saw that season of the show, but it was quite a scandal.
Sonia.
And Alex and Simon. Oh my God. Anyway, you know, I just think it's so important for people to have equal opportunities and for people's voices to be heard. And so I think it's really important that the media portrays that in a fair way. And so I'm here to support GLAAD, and I want to be involved because I think that, you know, everybody should have the same opportunities, whether you're gay or straight or lesbian or... So it's important for the LGBT community to have people in the media who can speak to that, who can raise awareness, and who can be supportive.
Where is the Boy Scouts stand right now?
Right now, I mean, they announced a month ago that they were going to revisit the policy and possibly change it, and then the day they were supposed to make their announcement, they said, "We're going to put it off until May." So I don't really know what the game is. And now they've sent out a survey, I don't know if you know of that, to their families, their scout families and such. So that survey is kind of leading and not really good questions, you know. I feel like if the Boy Scouts want to know what really will happen, what the impact really will be, they can look to the American Medical Association, who has said and documented that gay people are every bit as safe to lead, and all the groups that have said, you know, that gay people are of no danger whatsoever to children, any more so than a regular person. So the facts are already there, the documentation's already there, so the questions and the surveys and the waiting game, it's unnecessary. They know what they need to do.
What do you think about the corporate sponsorship that's come over to our side, to the LGBT side?
Well, I mean, I think that's great. I think that's proof that that's the way that the society is going. You can't build the leaders of tomorrow by using values that were okay 100 years ago. That's not the future, and they're training the future, you know, of America. And the future is families like mine, honestly. So that's why we're here. We don't want kids to ever have to go through what Cruz has gone through, or parents to go through what I've gone through. And if we can make that happen, then we're going to stick through it until the end. So we'll be here as long as they're being non-compliant.
Well, have a fabulous night.
You too. Thank you so much.
Here's the problem.